Exercise 7. The timing of positive versus negative behavior seems to influence attraction. Several studies have identified what has been called the loss-gain effect. This effect reflects what happens to attraction when a person's behavior moves from positive to negative or from negative to positive. For example, if someone seems very nice to you early in the interaction, but then begins to act like a fool, would you be more attracted to that person than if the person was a fool from the start? Studies suggest that you would not. In fact, people are more attracted to individuals who are consistently negative than to people who initially behave positively and then switch to negative behavior. People who start out being nice get our hopes up. So the letdown we experience when we discover that they are not nice makes it worse than if they had acted badly from the start.